Number five.
From the Director Department of Family Care, providing a verbal informational report on how the governor's 2013 through 2015 biennial state budget proposal would affect the family care program. Information only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And we did just ask this question. So,
okay.
Unless you have something...
Madam Chair, it's the County Board of Supervisors. Yes, we do. Mr. Hansen has an update also on the impact, potential impact of the Affordable Care Act.
Perfect.
I'll comment on it. I guess one of the things that could impact the family care program will be the Affordable Care Act and some of our providers in our network.
Okay.
I was at our fiscal work group with the Department of Health Services yesterday in Madison, and they've agreed to... put it on the watch and have it be a standing fiscal work group item. And obviously, they've asked for assistance from all the MCOs to kind of track that and estimate what the impacts might be. But right now, it's a little preliminary. But because there's concerns about an excise tax, there's concerns about insurance requirements for providers. So those are all things that are going to have to, what I'm going to do is form a committee with some of the other CFOs and try to flush that out. And hopefully in the upcoming months we'll have better numbers and then a better indication of what the Department of Health Services will do. They are aware there could be an impact and a financial impact. They haven't come out and said, well, we'll reimburse for it, but they did say that they would like to, you know, be a part of it and see what can be done. But as everybody's aware, state budgets and that doesn't always mean you get dollar for dollar and stuff like that. So I just wanted to make you aware of this. So
doesn't hardly ever mean that. Okay. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question was about your reserves. I know we had that conversation back in before the budget about your reserves, and will this surplus be then deposited into the reserves portion, or how do you plan to, I guess, handle that?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, yes, any surplus monies would go into our reserves. In this particular case, it would be the working capital reserve. That one is the least restricted, so if there is a fiscal issue or a loss in a succeeding year or something, we don't have to get state approval and stuff like that. We can just kind of use those monies.
Thank you. And what's the level of your reserve with the surplus?
With the surplus, it'll be at approximately $26.6 million.
Excellent. That's good to know. And always had confidence in your leadership and ability to
thank you
run our family our family care organization. You've been doing a good job.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? All right. Seeing none. Thank you very much. You
thank
can
you.
Get up now.